Time's now 5:29, and we are joined now in studio by a very special guest. He is the current state treasurer for North Carolina and also a current Republican gubernatorial candidate. Dale Falwell joins the program. Dale, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, and congratulations on your new digs.
Yeah, this place is pretty great, and I saw you checking out the future on-air studio, because I'm loving it here, and I'm in the temporary studio. It's like an upgrade, even though it's temporary.
So you can do your own traffic report, weather report, looking
right
out the window.
I can see what's happening on Franklin Street,
yeah,
and I love it. Thanks again for stopping by. I think we got to start with the obvious question here. Hey, you're running for governor. How's that going?
It's going fantastic, but you know, job one is to do my job as the keeper of the public purse. You have so many of your listeners who rely on the state treasurer's office, those that taught, protected, or otherwise serve, because we're responsible for their pension, their health care, and their pharmaceutical benefits. So job one is to do the job that the voters currently elected me to do. And then I have a second shift job running for governor of North Carolina.
I was going to ask how you kind of balance that. Do you actually think of it kind of in your mind as like there are two shifts here and I'm doing this job and then I transition at a certain point in the day?
I've always done two shifts all my life. I start at 5:15 in the morning. I work to about 11:30 every night. And at 65 years old, I'm blessed to have the energy of a teenager. I said that the other day in Boone, North Carolina, and this lady came up to me and said, "My teenager doesn't have any energy at all." But I guess old school energy. But
yeah, I don't know how many teenagers are getting up at 5:15 these days.
But the bottom line is that your listeners are exhausted. They're angry. The world's coming at them in ways they never expected, and very quickly. And they're tired of rage. They want courage. It's ironic the word rage is inside the word courage. But the C-O-U-R means from the heart. And they want hope and not hate.
So what in your campaign do you feel like is getting that message of hope and not hate across?
I think just differentiating between mine and the presumptive front runner in this race, Mark Robinson. He is history's latest example of trying to rise to power by telling people who to hate and who not to hate. The fact is that we have a lot of good things going on in North Carolina, but we have a lot of challenges. And I say this because the next governor of North Carolina is going to have to understand how to protect our state, our livelihood, from Washington, D.C.'s inability to balance their budget and manage their financial affairs. Every one of your listeners who goes to the gas station or goes to the grocery store, they're getting robbed because of inflation, particularly harmful to low and fixed income people. So that's one of the things that, as the state treasurer, that I'm focused on, that I'll be focused on also as the governor.
It's the voice of Dale Falwell, and he is running for governor, which is what we've been talking about just now. But as he also mentioned, he's state treasurer, and there's a lot of work that goes along with that. And the health care and pension programs in the state are kind of a pretty hot topic. What's the latest on that?
Well, the latest is that all your listeners who teach, protect, and serve, with all the anxiety they have coming at them in the world, their pension plan is one of the safest, most secure, solvent pension plans in the United States, if not the world. We just got designated back-to-back as the most efficient pension plan in North America. And it's important for elected officials, whether you're the state treasurer or the next governor, to be able to push the power and the credit down to where it belongs. You know, it's the hardworking state employees at the state treasurer's office that have put me in a position to say these things. On the health plan, we continue to fight the health care cartel. We've got a big meeting tomorrow talking about the weight loss drugs. Your state employees last year got a 4% bonus to 240,000 people. That cost $170 million. This drug I'm holding in my hand right here, we're prescribing it to 22,000 people. It's going to cost us $170 million. Rising prescription drug costs are having a very negative impact on our state health plan.
So what's in your role as treasurer? What tools are at your disposal to work on that?
Well, as the chair of the state health plan board and the state treasurer, we're the largest purchaser of health care in North Carolina. Secondly, what I've asked Novo Nordisk to do is to sell this product to us for the same price they charged people in Denmark. This costs nearly $1,600 retail in the United States. It costs $250 in Denmark. All I'm wanting is for them to sell those that teach, protect, and serve in this state this drug for the same price as they charge people in their home country.
We're speaking with Dale Falwell from the state treasurer's office, also candidate for governor in North Carolina on the Republican side. And one thing that you mentioned briefly when we were talking off mic was this death affordability study. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anything about this, but the grouping of words is intriguing. So I'd like to know more.
Well, in some states and the federal government, it's the death affordability study because they can't curb their appetite for money. I'm very pleased to report to your listeners that the state general obligation debt, this is the debt that they voted on at the ballot box, is scheduled to fall 60% over 8 years. You know, Governor DeSantis brags about 60% reduction in state debt over an eight-year period of time, and it's one of the major reasons why we have jumped up on the table 2 years in a row, back-to-back, as being the number one state in the country to do business.
What does that actually play out like on the ground in real time over the course of a couple of years? You know, it's we look at these policies and we frequently say when folks are making policies and making changes that you're planting seeds, right? This isn't something that happens immediately. So what can we expect from that?
Well, what we can expect is certainty, number one. Number two, less money coming from the state budget to go toward interest cost, which means that's more money for public education, public safety, public works, and public roads. But more importantly, I'm a CPA. Anybody who's thinking about relocating or expanding in North Carolina, they're going to be asking someone like me, which state is debt is going down? Nobody like North Carolina. Nothing compares. NC, nothing compares. Which state is eliminating its corporate income tax? Only NC, nothing compares. So this is why so many businesses are thinking about expanding and relocating in our state. And so this is great news, and I'm glad to be able to report this to your listeners.
We're visiting with Dale Falwell. I also wanted to get your take on some news that came out today. This has kind of been in the works for a long time, but we got an official start date to mobile sports betting in North Carolina. It's going to go into effect at high noon on March 11th, which not coincidentally is the day before the start of the ACC basketball tournament. Wondered what your position is on the legalization of mobile sports betting.
I think one thing that's exhausting your listeners is that people who say one thing on the radio show and then when they get elected or go to Raleigh or Washington, D.C., they operate differently. I have never voted for sports gambling as a legislator. I've never supported sweepstakes. I've always supported the Sheriff's Association as they were trying to fight sweepstakes poker. I voted against the lottery, and I'm voting, and as a governor, will veto any bill that tries to casinoize North Carolina. I think when we have important needs of public education, public safety, works, and public roads, that we need to fill those needs and fulfill those financial needs without gambling on it.
What's the motivation for such a hard stance against gambling?
I think it's highly regressive. If you were there 15 years ago when the lottery was actually voted on, I was there. It passed by one vote. If you heard some of the awful comments that were made on the floor of the House and the Senate about how we're going to tax certain groups of people, I think it's highly regressive. And I think in this inflationary time, the last thing people need is false hope and take their hard-earned money, which is needed more and more to heat their homes and to feed their stomachs. That money should be going toward those purposes, and that's just the way that I've always voted. But most importantly, Andy, it's what I told the voters I would do. And we have so many counterfeits. You know, the root word of conservative is to conserve. That's all it means. You know, some of your listeners, when the bar of soap gets real thin, they just put it on top of the new bar of soap and they keep using it. You know, that's conserving. They turn their spigot off when they brush their teeth. I think we need to get back to the root words in order to bring this state and our country together. Conservative means to conserve. Liberal means to liberate, to set economically free. And governor means to govern. These are all verbs.
One other question on the front of governing. Do you have any concern as a candidate for governor with the kind of shrinking of power of the governor's office in the state of North Carolina. I've heard people refer to the governor of North Carolina as the least powerful governor in the nation at this point. Is that something that concerns you as someone running for the office?
I'm not interested in power. I'm not interested in being called the governor. What I'm interested in doing is doing what I've done all my life as a motorcycle mechanic and a garbage collector. I fix. And with everything that's going right in this state, there are still a lot of things that need fixing. DMV, DOT, DHHS, foster care, mental health, the crime lab, the Board of Elections. And we're going to build a culture of conservatism, which means to conserve, common sense, which is not so common, courtesy, get this one, which means answering your telephones. You are not going to work in a Falwell administration in state government if you can't answer your phone, because no one calls the state government to book a cruise. You call the state government. See, the New York Times said my humor is well hidden. I'm glad you're laughing this afternoon. You call the state government because your tax refund's not in. You can't get a death certificate. You have issues with foster care, mental health, DMV. We need to have a culture of conservatism, common sense, courtesy. But let's get these last three straight. Humanity, humility, and ethics. I've been the best treasurer money can't buy. I'll be the best governor money can't buy. And when it comes down to humility, what that means is that there will be mistakes that are made. We will disclose those mistakes. And as Governor Martin, who just endorsed me in this race, as well as the State Employees Association, always says, doing right's rarely wrong. But when their mistakes are made, I don't mind being wrong for the right reasons. That's what humility is. And we need more of all of that. And that's the party that I joined nearly 50 years ago. And that's what I'm going to restore back to the governor's office.
It's the voice of state treasurer and Republican gubernatorial candidate Dale Falwell. We're just about out of time, and I got about a minute and a half left if there's anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet.
Well, I just I want to thank all the voters who supported me, and I've been on D.G. Martin's show a lot. I love coming to the Chapel Hill area. I'm speaking here tonight. And I'm known for my props. I brought a few in here today, but the prop that I'm going to start with tonight is the mirror. So many elected officials, the night they get elected, they put the mirror back toward themselves. The mirror should always be back turned back toward the voters. We have so many people who get elected, and they don't do what they said they were going to do. And the reason that I'm running for governor is because I know who I am, I know who I love, and I know who I belong to. And people can learn more about the state employees endorsement. They've never endorsed a Republican for governor, ever. And Governor Martin's recent endorsement, they can find out more about all of that at Dale Falwell, FOLWELL.com. And, of course, just another valuable reason to listen to The Hill is to go to nctreasurer.com and go to nccash.com. They may even find some money amongst the $1.3 billion that's still sitting at the treasurer's office that belongs to many, many of your listeners.
Dale, I appreciate you making the time and your trip to Chapel Hill to stop by. Good luck on the campaign, and I hope to talk again soon.
This has been fantastic. Thank you for having me.